I think it's a logical step for us as a producer of high quality craft beer. We've been acknowledged internationally as being top of our game for what we do. So once we've sort of, I suppose, exhausted the potential in Australia, then I think it would be a logical step for the business.
And are the styles that you produce here, are they popular in Japan?
Yes, some of them are. I believe the Japanese are particularly fond of Belgian Trappist ale styles, and we do have a range of Belgian Trappist ales, one of which has just won a trophy in an international competition.
But you have already exported overseas?
Yes, we have. We've tested the market in China, or tested the waters in China, but honestly, at the moment, if the beer, takes off, we would probably not be able to supply at our current capacity.
Okay, you just can't keep up with the demand here in Australia.
No, not at the moment. We're experiencing an exceptionally good winter sales-wise, and while I'd be reluctant to say we're officially at capacity, I think we're pretty close to it, so summer is going to be very interesting.
And how much beer are you producing then at the moment here in Port Macquarie?
Look, we're capable with the configuration of our current plant. We figure around about 220,000 litres a year, possibly more, but we've never really tested that. We need to have three brewers in place with our two new big tanks on board as well. That equation hasn't happened to date, but we're hoping that this financial year that everything will be fine, and we'll really test what we can produce with the new tanks and three brewers.
And so this time next year, you could be in a totally different position, producing a lot more beer, perhaps then down the track exporting overseas.
Yes, we've got plans to expand the plant's capacity. We're looking at that now, and how we're going to achieve that. And yes, if we do have spare capacity after the domestic market is exhausted, then yes, certainly we would export to Japan.
Where is all the demand for your beer coming from?
All over Australia at the moment. We're currently we've had to consolidate our distribution. We sell to Dan Murphy's and BWS nationally, but our capacity is such that now we are only able to service the market in New South Wales. So we've actually pulled back out of other states to basically concentrate on our home state, other than the product that we sell to Dan Murphy's and BWS.
As a brewer, is that disappointing for you?
No, I wouldn't say disappointing. I think it's highly satisfying that you can't make enough. But on the other side of the coin, it now presents itself with problems and headaches as to how you are actually going to ramp up production and where to next and what scale you want to achieve and where you eventually want to end up.
What is it that is making your beer so popular?
I think the quality. The quality's always been there. More recently, we've released some interesting new styles, and we're in a position now where we can announce that we are releasing a new style of beer, and it's pretty much sold before we make it. So, again, I think the quality, the consistency that we have released to date, 13 different beers, and so far, so good. They've all met expectations in terms of quality of the product and the interpretation of the style that they're meant to represent.
A good visit by the Japanese delegation today. They liked your beer. They, drank the tastings they were given.
Yes, they did. And look, we appreciate the time that they took to come and visit us. I'm not quite sure how much different we might be to a craft brewery in Japan, but many of them did understand the term craft beer and seemed quite familiar with some of the things that we do here and small scale brewing.
And will you continue to try and push into the Chinese market?
We'd like to. Again, it comes down to capacity, and I think if you're struggling to service the domestic market, it's probably a good strategy to look at growth and making sure that people in Australia can get your product and then look overseas eventually.